Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. On this episode, we will be talking about a church historian. Really, he's one of the first church historians. This is the Bede, or as he is known sometimes as the Venerable Bede. Now, what is venerable? It's one of those terms that's used in Roman Catholicism. It's applied to holy people who are not quite saints. So Bede is not a saint, but he's not just average. So he's venerable. To me, he's a church historian. He was born in 672, and he died in 735. As just a young kid, at the age of 7, he was placed into an abbey, and he spent the rest of his life in monasteries. He showed promise as a very intelligent young kid. He mastered languages very quickly. This was in a time where very few people were educated, and he knew Greek, he knew Hebrew, he knew Latin. He was very capable at teaching, at writing. He even was good at singing and even wrote hymns. All told, he wrote over 60 books. One of his books was entitled A Book of Hymns in Several Sorts of Meter. He wrote a book called A Book of Epigrams in Heroic Verse. He wrote Of the Nature of Things and a book Of the Nature of Time. Now, in that book, interestingly, he didn't invent the words AD or the abbreviation AD and how we refer to history BC and AD, but he used it so prominently and pushed it in that book that he's credited as the guy who gives us this concept of AD. Well, beyond all of those 60 books that he wrote, the one book that makes him stand out, especially on this show of church history, is his book On the Ecclesiastical History of England. It begins in 55 BC with Caesar's invasion of Britain, and it goes right up to 730. He wrote it from 729 into the early years of the 730s. He wrote it at the request of a king, and if a king asks you to write a book, well, you should probably write a book. He researched for this book. He traveled to other monasteries and found documents. He found the correspondence between Gregory the Great and Augustine. This is not the Augustine of the Confessions. This is Britain's Augustine, who brought Christianity and was a missionary to Britain. And so Bede found the correspondence between him and Gregory the Great, and he incorporated that into the book. So this is a well-researched, well-documented book that covers the history of the church in England. He begins with these words, Britain, an island in the ocean, formerly called Albion, is situated between the north and west, facing, though at a considerable distance, the coasts of Germany, France, and Spain, which form the greatest part of Europe. It extends 800 miles in length towards the north and is 200 miles in breadth, except where several promontories extend further in breadth. And so that's his description of Britain, but he's not interested in describing Britain. He's interested in the church history of this island in the middle of the ocean and how the church came to Britain. Well, if you'd like to read more, you need to track down Bede's Ecclesiastical History of England, and you'll learn all about the history of the church in those early centuries. Bede closes his book with a prayer. He says, "And now I beseech thee, good Jesus, that to whom thou hast graciously granted sweetly to partake of the words of thy wisdom and knowledge, thou wilt also vouchsafe that he may sometime or other come to thee, the fountain of all wisdom, and always appear before thy face, who lives and reigns, world without end. Amen." And that's Bede, and I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for joining us for 5 Minutes in Church History. Well, I have a moment here for a quote from D. Martin Lloyd-Jones. "Let us not stop at any benefit we may have had, and not even with the highest experiences we may have enjoyed, let us seek to know more and more of the glory of God. This is what leads always to a true experience. We need to know the majesty of God, the sovereignty of God, and to feel a sense of awe and of wonder.